This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University, and my guest this week is Dr. Ron Mellon, a correctional psychologist and associate professor of criminal justice. He's here to talk about how to change the criminal mind using quantitative EEG and neurofeedback therapy. He's being interviewed by JSU News Bureau Director Al Harris. Let's listen in.
Dr. Mellon, how does QEEG relate to criminal behavior?
Behavior is a result of many variables. Two of the more important ones are free will and the quality of brain functioning. A dysfunctional brain means the individual has less capacity for making good decisions. In a criminal sense, at an earlier time when an individual engaged in criminal behavior, society assumed he was totally responsible based on free will, and very little, if any, concern or interest was given to biological contributions. As a result of current research, we now know that a biopsychosocial model is necessary for us to understand criminal behavior. It isn't sufficient to simply say free will. While not wanting to depreciate the role of free will and personal responsibility, which is very, very important in working with offender populations, we know that cortical insults, that is, damage to the brain, frequently contributes to criminal behavior, and that this should be addressed in not only treatment, but should be considered as a mitigating issue when the offender is in court. QEEG readings tell us where the problems are in the brain. And with this assessment, QEEG, we can begin treatment programs that use the biopsychosocial model.
Thank you. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.